T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story now. A blood drive is being held at Cedars-Sinai today following a significant drop in donations due to coronavirus. Our in-depth team coverage begins with a live report from Cedars, KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
Big community blood drives are often held at high schools, colleges, but many of them have closed due to the pandemic, prompting cancellations pretty much all over the country, leaving the American Red Cross and others like hospitals facing a potentially severe blood supply shortage. Joshua is among those donating here today. He knows the value of ensuring that the supply of blood is plentiful.
I try to give often. 20 years ago, my daughter had heart surgery, and because of our friends and family and strangers who gave blood, you know, she's now healthy and happy. And so I feel like it's an opportunity to do the same for someone else.
Now, for those who may be on the fence about whether or not to donate amid the pandemic, Armando Romero, Associate Director of Blood Services here at Cedars, says that's understandable.
I would just like to really instill some confidence in them that this process is safe. All the other social distancing measures that I mentioned are helping us maintain that safety. We're actively monitoring the health of our staff every single day to ensure that they are feeling well and healthy before they show up to work.
They're also handing out gloves to donors, keeping people 6 feet apart with plenty of hand sanitizer available. This blood drive today goes until 3:45 this afternoon. Reporting live at Cedars-Sinai, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meanwhile, people using public transportation may notice some changes during this coronavirus outbreak at Union Station in downtown L.A. You need to show your ticket just to walk to a train.
The main entrance of Union Station is blocked off, and once you do get inside, you have to show a ticket on Amtrak, Metrolink, or Metro to get past a checkpoint. It's almost like going to the airport.
It's a time right now to be cautious and to be safe.
But one passenger rolling her bag into the station to board a train thinks it's all a little bit too much.
Some parts of it may be a good idea, but I think it's a little bit of an overreaction.
Some transit agencies have reduced their bus schedules or are asking people to board from the back so they can keep at least 6 feet away from others. A rider tells KNX that's easy because the buses seem to be pretty empty right now. At Union Station, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Homeless advocates say L.A. leaders need to do more now to get the homeless off the street and into housing and protect them from the coronavirus. There's an emergency hearing going on right now in federal court. The advocates claim L.A. is simply not doing enough to help the homeless. But the mayor of Los Angeles has unveiled a plan to provide 1,600 beds for the homeless by the end of the week and 6,000 within a few weeks. Hospitals around Southern California are continuing to prepare for the expected surge of virus patients. The chief medical officer at Harbor UCLA in the South Bay tells NBC News that the hospital is working hard on using other parts of the hospital as temporary wards offering ICU-level care, and he says virus testing is not ideal.
The big problem that we do have is that it takes a long time for the test results to come back. We continue to rely on a commercial vendor called Quest to do our testing and give us our results. On average, we are seeing sometimes 2, sometimes up to 4 days to get results back. It turns out that Quest, one of the 2 largest commercial vendors of lab tests in the country, is inundated with tests to run.
The hospital also only has a limited supply of protective equipment for doctors and nurses. cases. Three people at South Bay Assisted Living Center have tested positive for coronavirus.
A spokesperson for the Kensington Assisted Living Facility on PCH sent KNX a statement. It says one resident and two staff members are positive for COVID-19. Another resident and five additional staff members are awaiting their test results. One of them is a supervisor who has been in self-quarantine since March 6th. And is showing symptoms. According to their website, the Kensington specializes in caring for people with memory issues such as Alzheimer's or dementia. The statement says the Kensington now has the ability to test for COVID-19 at the facility. Visitation is restricted to essential services. Staff and residents are being monitored daily for fevers and other symptoms. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More malls are closing because of coronavirus fears. That part of our in-depth team coverage to our senior money editor, Frank Motek.
This time, the Westfield malls are making the announcement. All 37 Westfield malls across the country, including those here in Southern California, being shut down temporarily for all but essential retail outlets because of the coronavirus crisis. The closure will be in place starting today through March 29th, according to a statement from the Westfield parent company. 10-day closure will remain unless otherwise instructed by the local authorities, according to the statement. Now, the malls impacted by this here in Southern California include Westfield Topanga and The Village, as well as Westfield Century City, the Westfield Culver City Mall, as well as Westfield Palm Desert.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.